Locked On Flyers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Flyers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Flyers podcast for Wednesday, June 23rd. Your daily dose of Flyers news, analysis, and high quality content that is excited to talk a little bit about another defenseman linked to the Flyers. I love to see all the other defensemen in the league linked to the Flyers because we all know defense is a huge need.
Exactly.
We'll just have to see who they end up going with. But to keep up to date on that, all of Flyers news, all Phantoms news, and of course our episodes, make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Flyers. We have a weekly mailbag, which this week's mailbag is today. So if you haven't gotten any questions into us, you can always send us questions on Twitter at Locked On Flyers or LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. We're your hosts. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Rachel.
This episode is brought to you by Spotify and Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app on the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. In today's episode, like I said, it is the mailbag, but before we jump into our questions, we want to talk about some Flyers or former Flyers that were inducted into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, Matt Dumba to Philadelphia, and some fun Seattle Kraken news. Get in as much fun Seattle Kraken news before they take a player that we all want to stay on the Flyers.
I know.
Locked On Flyers is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you are subscribed to get all of our episodes here on the Locked On Sports Network. So, like I said, with the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, Mark Recchi and Rod Brind'Amour were inducted into the 2021 draft class. So, congrats to them. That's super fun. And I have a question. I know we are going to have a mailbag soon, but, you know, out of the current players, not named Claude Giroux and Sean Couturier, who do you think from the current Flyers roster would make the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame?
Oh, God, I hope it's Carter Hart.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, yeah, I should have put him on the not named list. I was thinking, you know, if he ends up staying here, I could definitely see Travis Konecny getting that honor. And actually, same with Joel Farabee. I think those two players are just such fun players to watch. And I think the team and the city would recognize them. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them in further down the line.
Yeah, if I wasn't picking Carter Hart, Joel Farabee would have been next on my list.
Yeah. Hopefully he plays for the Flyers for a very long time and is extremely successful. So, speaking of playing on the Flyers, Matt Dumba to Philly. How much is this a possibility? Well, Brad Keffer, who was a guest on our podcast, released an article saying, "Is Matt Dumba the Flyers' move?" Now, Matt Dumba, the speculations came from the 31 Thoughts podcast from Elliot Friedman, and then he later wrote down that his 15th thought was Philly has got a lot of balls in the air. He figured Philadelphia would be in on Hamilton, but he doesn't appear to be their top target. And Friedman said, he's just speculating here, but his guests would include Seth Jones and Matt Dumba, who Chuck Fletcher knows very well. It also
Minnesota.
Wouldn't be a shock. Exactly, that Minnesota connection. And it also wouldn't be a shocker if they have ask the Coyotes for Victor Soderstrom because the Flyers really liked him in the draft. So, Matt Dumba. I mean, he was definitely not on the list of guys we've talked about previously. But, I mean, one thing that we talked about earlier, which is a surprise, he's only 26, and he is a right-handed defenseman. Now, currently he has a modified no-trade clause where he gives a list of 10 teams that he does not want to play for. So, I mean, the Flyers could be on that list, but he currently has 2 years left.
What a nightmare if it would be.
Right? And honestly, after seeing them this last season and seeing Minnesota, I think that's fair. But just looking at his contract, he has 2 more years at $6 million. And like I said, he is 26 years old. In this past season, offensively, Dumba has put up in 51 games, 6 goals, 15 assists for 21 points, and then had 3 points in 7 games in the playoffs. So what are your thoughts of Matt Dumba?
I mean, this past season was definitely not his best. I think, you know, he's had more successful seasons just from a production standpoint and, you know, looking at some of the more advanced stats as well. You know, he dropped below 50% Corsi 4 this season for the first time in all situations. I mean, he's a solid player, and I don't think that you can take anybody's this past season on its own and call it a trend. So, and I think a change in environment might be good for him. Now, all that aside, Minnesota seems to be on an upswing. And so for him to leave that situation and waive that no trade clause, I think, you know, would have to be for the exact right situation for him. And I don't know if the Flyers are that, but I absolutely think Chuck should consider him as an option.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think you brought up a lot of really good points, specifically in the fact that Minnesota surprised everyone this year. So it would be a bit surprising if they parted ways with someone important from that team. I also think that I don't know if Matt Dumba is the right fit for the Flyers for what they need. Now, I do like Matt Dumba, and I like him just as a person and a player, so I would love to see him play in Philadelphia, but I don't necessarily know if he fits that need. And I, based off what Elliot Friedman says, I don't know if Chuck Fletcher is going to go out and get what I specifically think that the Flyers need, which is a top pair defenseman. And, you know, I mean, Matt Dumba could be that, but I don't know if he's the caliber that I specifically would want. But, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I think that you are correct when you say that everyone's this past season for everyone isn't something that you should judge too harshly on, because there were so many moving factors. And I wouldn't be surprised if he did get a change of scenery and we saw him produce closer to his 2017-2018 season, where he just was, I think he scored like 50 points that season, in just a new environment and a new system. So definitely someone to add to the questionable list. I like that there's someone else linked to the Flyers besides Seth Jones. So whatever happens, I think Matt Dumba is a great player. So we'll have to just see.
Yeah, I am intrigued by the Soderstrom idea as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's that top pairing defenseman, because we don't know yet. He's just, I think, too early in his development. He's only 20 to say for sure, but he seems like a guy that's got a lot of really strong potential and had a, you know, decent showing this past year in Tucson in the AHL. So I don't know. I'd definitely be intrigued to see what that deal would be about.
Yeah, that's fair. So moving on to the Seattle Kraken, like I said at the start of the show, let's get in some fun Kraken news before we end up hating them. And that's JT Brown is joining the Seattle Kraken as a TV color analyst. So he retired, of course, from his hockey career and is moving on to work for Seattle Kraken. And I think that's so cool. And I'm excited to see how he does. And I hope he does well. This is a move that I think is an exciting one. Like, I'm excited to watch JT Brown and see how he does. And I know for sure I'm going to tune into some of their games.
Yeah, it should be fun. And I remember watching that first Vegas Golden Knights game and having it be weird seeing this new jersey out there on the ice and hearing different voices. And I'm hoping that'll be the same for Seattle before we actually play them, and then I'll start getting mad. But for now, it's all fun and games.
Spotify Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Spotify's Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. And you can find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL.
Go download the free Spotify Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. You'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. We can't wait to join you all on the app, and we'll let you know once the Locked On Flyers rooms go live. Download the Spotify Green Room app today. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk sports.
Rachel, we always talk about Built Bar, and that's because they are so good. Built Bars are soft protein bars that taste just like a candy bar, and they have so many different flavors, truly something for everyone, whether you like chocolate, chocolate with nuts, or even nut-free flavors. I'm partial, and I've always said this, my favorites are caramel brownie or apple almond crisp, but honestly, there's no bad flavor.
No, and I would add carrot cake to that list. It's so good. But the best part is that it's healthy. Built Bar is great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in that delicious treat. They're an amazing combination of being low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. And if you're on a special diet like keto, these will fit right in.
So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, let's jump into our mailbag. Just a little reminder, if you have any questions for us, we have a weekly mailbag that you can always send us in your questions. So first, was this past season enough to make you think that the Flyers need to restart the rebuild? And if not, what would need to happen for you to think so?
I mean, no, this is not rebuild time for the Flyers, but it certainly makes some big move for the Flyers time. I think that in order for the Flyers to have to start a rebuild, I think they would have to make some really significant moves that just utterly fail. I think that's what it would take for me to be like, okay, well, maybe the guys that were still around are the problem. Unless that happens, I think that it's still a retool situation.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I don't think that the Flyers need to start the rebuild. And it's actually surprising because this question, I've seen it a lot. I've seen a lot of people say that the Flyers need to start or restart their rebuild. And I just don't think that's true. I think that this offseason, like you said, is really important. And the moves that Fletcher makes will either make or break where the Flyers are right now. And I think in the next couple of, like after this season, we'll really get a good idea if the Flyers need to rebuild or not. But I definitely don't think that the Flyers need to rebuild. I think retool, like you said, is the better way to go. But like I said, whatever happens this offseason and how the Flyers go into next season will be really telling, because Claude Giroux and Couturier, their seasons or their contracts will be up. And, if Coots doesn't want to stay here because he doesn't think that the Flyers are a team that can win, then that drastically affects the team. Not to mention that the Metro Division or whatever division the Flyers are in next season, it's going to get harder because either Carolina comes back, the Rangers are still looking better and better each year. The Caps and Penguins, we always say that they're on a downswing, but still they made the playoffs this season. So it's just the division keeps getting harder and harder. And if everything goes back to normal, I think only the Devils are the ones that you would think won't make the playoffs. So the Flyers definitely need to.
God, I hope that's still the case.
Yeah, right. Like it would be a nightmare if the Devils made the playoffs. There's a lot of moving factors, but then there's a lot of things against the Flyers that make the moves that they make, the moves that they need to make this offseason, even more important. So that was a long-winded answer just to say no. But moving on, Fletcher got burned in the last expansion draft, trading Alex Tuch to the Golden Knights in exchange for them selecting Eric Halla. Do you think Fletcher will be aggressive this time around? And do you want him to be?
No and no. I think that he knows how badly he got burned the last time around, and I do not expect him to make any special deals. I think that the right move and the redemption move for him is to just be like, okay, we're protecting who we're going to protect. Take whoever you want. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I want Fletcher to be aggressive this offseason, but not regarding the expansion draft. And yeah, I think that because he got burned last time, he just needs to, like you said, protect who he's going to protect. So which do you think is more likely, the Flyers trading their first for Dougie Hamilton or to Seattle to take Jake Voracek?
Listen, I hope it's trading their first for Dougie Hamilton. I don't love it in the sign and trade situation, but I think that if that's what it takes to get somebody of Hamilton's caliber, absolutely, let's do it. And I just, again, you know, we talked about it in the last question, but I just don't want any special deals with Seattle.
Yeah, I agree there. My only thing is that, like, I don't want Fletcher to be aggressive, but if Seattle isn't willing to take Jake Voracek or, you know, someone with a big cap to alleviate some of that cap pressure so that the Flyers would be able to sign Dougie Hamilton, I don't know. Like, I know I don't want Fletcher to be aggressive, but if, you know, trading that first to get Voracek to move so that you have the wiggle room to get Dougie Hamilton, I don't know if I'd be upset with that. I guess then what I'm saying is that if that first is moved for Jake Voracek to Seattle, ultimately gets us Dougie Hamilton, then I won't be upset. But again, I don't want Fletcher to be aggressive, so I don't really think that's likely. But I think I'll say the first for Dougie seems more realistic to me than anything. So keeping with the expansion draft in Seattle, if no deals are made, who's the Flyer most likely to be taken in the expansion draft?
This is such a hard question for me, yeah. Because, you know, obviously I want Seattle to take JVR or Jake or Shane Gostisbehere from a cap situation. Because, again, you know, we're looking to try and get a top pairing defenseman. The cap space is necessary. And I think that's the most ideal scenario for the Flyers. But as we know, it's not about what the most ideal scenario is for the Flyers. It's what's good for Seattle. And I just keep getting this nagging suspicion that they're going to take NAK. I just think that while he had like a not great season this past year, the potential is there. He's a low cost depth forward that has been really strong on the forecheck in the past. And I just feel like that's the kind of guy that they would take a gamble on in the expansion.
That's a really good point. I didn't think about that, to be honest. I thought because of his last season, we wouldn't really have to worry about NAK being taken, but you're right. I mean, Seattle has a very good, they put together a very good team, especially of like really smart people that can look at the numbers, analyze players. And so I wouldn't be surprised if NAK is the move, because there's no way that he's getting protected. I think Shane Gostisbehere is the most candidate to be moved Seattle to take, but depending on how it shakes out, I mean, if they don't need a defenseman, NAK is right there. So yeah, that's a surprising one. And I don't know if I would be really upset if NAK got taken.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely doesn't help the Flyers out. And after this season, I think I've cooled down a little bit on NAK, but who knows? I mean, they take him and he could be like, this is the outlier year and he's fantastic for them.
Yeah, I mean, nothing would make me happier than to see him succeed, whether it's with the Flyers or elsewhere. And I think if I'm Seattle, I'm probably taking Ghost, but I'm not Seattle. And
yeah,
like you said, they have a really brilliant analytics team put together and would not shock me if they go either Ghost or NAK.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I think that they're going to surprise a lot of us. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Could be anybody.
Yeah, they take someone else and we're like, what? And then they turn out to be fantastic. So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Seattle, especially if Vegas makes it to the final. There's a lot of pressure on them being the new expansion team. I know that ownership's going to want success as soon as Vegas had it. I wonder if that's something that you can bet on. Like, once the expansion draft is done, we get to finally see Seattle's team. If there's going to be odds on how quickly if they beat the Knights on making the cup or winning a cup, it'll be interesting. But Bet Online is like the perfect place to place those bets. I mean, even if you're not betting on that, the NHL playoffs are still going, so you can bet on that. BetOnline is just the perfect place to go. And I mean, they are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all sports action.
Yeah, and there are so many sports to choose from at BetOnline.ag. They've got the NBA, tennis, golf, soccer, whatever you want, they have it. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, which is amazing if you love The Bachelorette like I do. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine.
BetOnline is the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, continuing on with our mailbag, rank these defensemen in order of ideal fit for the Flyers. We have Hamilton, Jones, Klingberg, Barry, Ekholm, and Ellis.
Oh, this is so hard because I feel like, okay, Hamilton is number one. And I would say, God, we've talked about Tyson Barry. I feel like he's at the bottom of this particular list, though, with maybe Seth Jones right above that for me. And then the others are just like a hodgepodge in the middle.
I think that's fair. I have Hamilton first. I think Klingberg is second for me. And then it's Ekholm, Ellis, Barry, and Jones.
Yeah.
Jones is at the bottom just because I don't want him, but I feel like he's the one you hear the most with the Flyers, which is unfortunate.
I'm trying to parse out ideal fit and I don't personally want. and to a degree, Seth Jones is a good fit. I just don't like it.
I don't know if I think it's a... I still have to leave him last on my list. I get what you're saying and I get why everyone's bringing him up, but in a list like this, I'm going, it's Hamilton, Klingberg for sure over him, and then Ekholm and Ellis for sure as well. I don't know. That's Seth Jones. I want him far away from the Flyers. Okay, moving on. The Flyers don't draft for by need. They don't. It's best player available. But where would you like to see the Flyers replenish the prospect depth?
I mean, you can never have too many quality shooting forwards, right? I think that having more of those so that at least a few good ones bubble up to the surface and find success on the Flyers, I think that's what I would focus on, is that, you know, speedy, smart forwards with a really good shot.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think the Flyers are pretty good on defense and goaltending wise. So I think that just leaves forward. And I particularly would go for a winger. I know that the Flyers center, there's always questions at center. But I think right now I would want the Flyers to focus on a winger, just because I feel like with the centers that we have in our our system, some of them might have to end up playing wing. So I think I'd rather have a speedy scoring winger specifically. It seems like the last couple of drafts, the Flyers pass on a player that is like a favorite in the fan base, aka Cole Caulfield, which it just hurts to see. I will never stop bringing him up because the pain I feel every day is so much. So do you see that happening this season?
I'm not sure it does. I think it's partially because this draft is so much more of an unknown scenario. And, you know, we've talked about this before with fewer games played for some of these kids, and it's harder to know exactly where they are in their development. And so, you know, once you get past the first few picks, it's kind of a hodgepodge and anything can happen here. And, you know, there are definitive rankings, but I haven't seen anybody in particular that Flyers fans have attached themselves to like this. You know, I think it honestly, it happened with Joel Farabee, that I thought there were quite a number of Flyers fans that really wanted them to pick him. And lo and behold, they did. We just, you know, missed out on Keandre Miller and Cole Caulfield, which both break my heart. So I'm not sure that will happen this season. Now, we do have a while before the draft. So, you know, maybe between now and then, people will get attached and they'll start digging into prospects a little bit more. I personally am attached to somebody, but I also realistically don't think he'll be available when the Flyers pick. So, Yeah, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell, but my gut says no, that there won't be anyone in particular Flyers fans get heartbroken over.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's my mindset as well, because I don't see anybody yet that everyone is like absolutely in love with. Nor do I feel like if the Flyers do pick someone else, they're going to be in of the same like regrettable pick, like a Cole Caulfield or a Keandre Miller, and like the fact that they come into the NHL and can immediately contribute for their team and are a really important player for their team. And in their success. So I just don't see that happening now, maybe in the next couple of years, probably. I feel like there's always one every 3 years. But yeah, I have to agree with you that I don't see it happening this season. Now, who is one prospect that you think that Flyers fans overvalue and one prospect that you think that Flyers fans undervalue?
You know, I'm not sure that there is anybody at this point. I feel like people are pretty realistic about who we have in the pipeline and what they are and what they aren't. And I think that maybe people have been burned too many times and aren't really getting their hopes up about anybody in particular. I think, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, even the players that got to see a few NHL games this past season, and, you know, Tanner Lyzinski and Wade Allison and, you know, maybe Cam York getting some pro time as well. I think people are cautiously optimistic that they'll be solid contributors, but I don't know that anybody is expecting full-on elite-level breakout from any of these guys. And I think that's good, because I don't think any of them are those guys, right? We just don't have anybody that's expected to become an elite-level NHL all-star. Right. I think they're all good, solid prospects. As far as undervaluing, God, I don't even know. That's why I think people are just trying to be level headed and not get their hopes up or not be too disappointed. So that's kind of where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you there. I think as of right now, there is no one prospect that I think that everyone's just like, he's going to be the savior of the team. And I don't really think that there's anyone that they tend to undervalue with the prospects that we have and like where the team is. I think everyone, like you said, is very level-headed and like how much they can bring to the team and how much they can help the team in the games that they are allowed to play. And so I don't think that there's anyone Flyers fans are being too hard on, or, you know, they don't see their potential or the value that they could bring to the Flyers. I think everyone's pretty rated pretty fairly. If anything, I think we might be overrating Zade Wisdom, just because I have seen a couple people say, like, bring him to the NHL and he'll contribute right away. And I don't know if that's 100% true. I think that he maybe needs another year, maybe a year and a half to develop a little bit stronger and get more consistent in the AHL before I think it's likely we see him in the NHL and we see him contributing to the NHL. But then again, that was like one or two people months and months ago, and I think when he started the AHL hot. So again, I think, like you were saying, everyone's pretty level-headed with this, which is surprising, especially with our prospects, because I feel like sometimes we can be a little bit overzealous with our expectations of them. But I think now everyone's pretty level-headed. So wrapping up, we have our Flyers fun thing, and of course I could not talk about the winners of the Flyers collaboration, like Flyers pet week, and it is Ellie and Kayla and their two dogs. They're so cute. They're wearing a Flyers jersey, they're wearing bright orange curly wigs, and they're sitting right next to each other behind or in front of an Anytime Anywhere sign with a little gritty doll in the middle of them. This is everything I wanted in a picture. It's so cute, and they're smiling, which is like just makes it 10 times better. They love it. They love the Flyers and I love them, and it just seeing this picture made me very, very happy. So I hope everyone enjoys.
Listen, you can't go wrong with cute dogs.
You literally can't go wrong. Like, I hope Ellie and Kayla are having an amazing day. Truly. But with that, thank you guys so much for listening to today's show. We'll be back again tomorrow. If you want to send in your questions for our weekly mailbag, make sure you send it to us on Twitter at LockedOnFlyers or LockedOnFlyers@gmail.com. I'm Danielle. You can find me on Twitter at Danielle underscore Nick. That's Danielle underscore N-I-C-C.
And I'm Rachel. I'm on Twitter at R-Miriam. That's R-M-I-R-I-A-M.
Thanks again for listening and have a great day. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes on the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help from our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.